A University of Otago researcher is leading the New Zealand part of an international study focused on the impact of COVID-19 on people with mood disorders like bipolar and depression. Professor Richard Porter joins us now. Hi there, Richard.
Hi there.
How did you become involved in this international study?
Well, as soon as COVID and lockdown happened, a group of us who are already part of an international consortium got together to discuss the issues of this and decided that it would be a good idea to study how people with mood disorders are dealing with the lockdown and the inevitable or potential disruption to their biological and social rhythms.
Is it unusual for a study to take place in various countries at once? It sounds like it's pretty multinational.
It's not unknown, but it is a difficult thing to organise. But in this case, a survey is easier to do than, for instance, seeing patients face-to-face in different countries. So it has been possible to organise it remarkably quickly.
And what is the appeal of this timing? How unique is this global situation?
Well, I think it is completely unique, really. It certainly hasn't happened in my lifetime. And the big issue is that it has the potential for people's normal routines to really be completely changed. And we know that for people with mood disorders, disruption of their rhythms is a really potentially potent factor that can lead to relapse and to them becoming depressed or manic if they're suffering from bipolar disorder. A good example of when that happens is with jet lag or multi-time zone travel. So this is another situation which has the potential to have a big impact. But we're also interested to know how people deal with this and establish a routine in these changed situations, because that potentially is helpful for people in the future.
When you talk about disrupted rhythms, what sorts of things do you mean?
Well, probably the most important rhythm is, of course, sleep-wake. And if people don't have to go to work, if they don't have a routine, then they may start to go to bed at different times and get up different times, and that can really disrupt mood in people with mood disorders. So that's the most important thing. But, of course, there are all the other routines that we have in our lives which are also important, partly because they feed into sleep-wake cycle. And they are potentially disrupted, you know, getting up and going to work and meeting certain people at certain times and eating at regular times, exercising at regular times.
So what are you expecting to find out in this study?
Well, we really don't know. We would theorise that people with mood disorders, if they haven't been able to keep a regular rhythm, potentially may get unwell. Because lockdowns are at a different stage in different countries, we will be sampling a range of situations. Some will be during lockdown, some will be immediately after, and potentially some will be a little bit longer after lockdown than that. So we're really interested to see how people with mood disorders are able to keep a routine, and also what happens to their mood as we progress.
Do you have any advice or information you could give people listening who have diagnosed mood disorders going through this during the time of COVID-19?
Yeah. The advice, and we very early on in this, we released advice for trying to keep biological and social rhythms regular during this unprecedented time. And, you know, probably the first thing is to try to maintain a regular sleep-wake cycle. And that means, it doesn't mean that you have to get up early, it just means waking at and getting out of bed at roughly the same time each day and going to bed at roughly the same time each day. That's probably the most important thing. But to support that sleep-wake cycle, there are several other things that you can do, and one is to get some light as early in the day as possible. So go outside, get some sunlight if there is any. If that's not possible, because someone lives in a tower block, for instance, then sitting by a window looking towards the light. And then throughout the day, having a regular social interactions, eating meals at a regular time, and exercising at a regular time, preferably in the morning.
How many New Zealanders are we talking about when we talk about mood disorders?
Well, it depends at what level you set the definition of a mood disorder. And we mainly in our practice deal with really quite severe recurrent mood disorders. And that's probably something that perhaps two or three people in 100 in New Zealand would suffer from. But the rates of milder depression are much higher. And so we might be looking at 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 even. So that's really quite a high rate.
Yeah, and that advice you gave... Well, that advice that you gave, regular sleep times, regular schedule, getting sunlight, getting exercise, that would apply to all those people, even with mild symptoms, mild disorders?
I would certainly recommend that for people even who have had an episode of depression. You know, some people are very resilient to all sorts of changes in their sleep-wake cycle, and, you know, people fly around the world and don't seem to be affected. But I think if you've had an episode of depression, it is wise to be vigilant and try to keep as good a rhythm as you can.
Why would there be a connection between sleep patterns and your mood disorder?
Well, we don't fully know that. There's a lot of complex biology involved. We do know that when, for instance, people with bipolar disorder have disrupted sleep, that does seem to precipitate a relapse. People with bipolar disorder, for some reason, seem to be more sensitive to these changes in sleep-wake cycle. There's some suggestion that there are genetic factors, but essentially at this point, we don't really know why that is.
Are you still looking for people for your study?
Yes. So we have sent the advert for the questionnaire to a number of organisations that support people with mental health problems worldwide and in New Zealand. But certainly we're still keen for people who have suffered from a mood disorder to complete the questionnaire.
We've got a link on our website, I think. Thanks for the energy and thought that you're putting into this. I've been speaking with University of Otago Christchurch researcher and mood disorder expert Professor Richard Porter. Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you very much.